We had a message prepared for today. I usually have my Sunday morning message by Thursday, or at least I usually hope to. But on paper, it was burned up. But Lord has led us in a different direction anyway. But I'm usually very outline oriented. This is far from that. Just some thoughts. We'd like to turn today to Psalm 115. Psalm 115, the 15th verse. Psalm 115, verse 15. Says, "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." These words, this has always been one of my favorite verses. And the Lord brought these words to me hundreds of times on during Friday. "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." These words are certainly true of me. They're true of all of us here, too, but especially you and I that are saved. But every morning I get up, blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Every night I go to bed as blessed of the Lord, which made heaven in earth. As I walk through the day, perform daily tasks, I do so as blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. But those words, "you're blessed," that's certainly true. But it says more than that. It says, "ye are blessed of the Lord." That means that I am blessed in a very unique and extraordinary way. Blessed in a way that only God can bless. I'm not talking about luck. We're not talking about good fortune. I'm talking about being blessed of the Lord. I don't want to ever be guilty of robbing God of glory by attributing something to luck or good fortune. "Ye are blessed of the Lord." And no one can bless like Him. Truth is, there really are no blessings outside of Him. I'm not just blessed, but if I'm blessed of the Lord, that means I am abundantly blessed. I don't just have one blessing. I don't just have an occasional blessing. "You're blessed of the Lord" is continuous. That's every day. And again, it's abundant, overflowing blessings. We read in Psalm 68 and verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation," Selah, which simply means think about it. Pause and think about that. We are blessed of the Lord. He daily loads us, weighs us down with benefits. Benefits are things that are beneficial, things that are good for me and for you. Many times what we think is horrible things are great benefits. And the Lord daily loads us with benefits. I'm just like everyone else. We get selfish. We take the benefits of God for granted. And we forget many times the many benefits that God has loaded us down with. I am blessed every day in innumerable ways, that is, that cannot be possibly be counted. We sing the song, and it's a good song, count your many blessings. But the truth is, you can't. It's not even possible. Because we don't even know how many ways God has blessed us. I'm not real sure that we'll know completely, even in heaven, how many ways God has blessed us. He has blessed us in ways that cannot possibly be measured. You cannot possibly measure the blessings of God. Blessed so abundantly in so many ways that I do not believe it's even possible to be aware of all the blessings that God has blessed us with. As children of God, we are to give thanks in all things. Why? Because we're blessed in all things. Everything that happens, we are blessed. As the psalmist David said, 23rd Psalm, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. As children of God, everything that occurs in any day, there's the goodness of God, there's the mercy of God. It follows behind us every step of the way. Only child of God can know that. Only a child of God can experience that. So blessed that in everything that there is God's goodness, there is God's mercy. In fact, all of us that are saved, we are objects of God's goodness. We are objects of God's mercy. So I am blessed in an extraordinary way, all of us are that are saved. Blessed abundantly. Blessed with innumerable, immeasurable blessings. And all of this, every blessing that you and I have ever received is undeserving. There is not one single blessing that you and I can possibly merit, that you and I can possibly earn. The truth is, the only way I can be blessed is undeservingly. Even if I were to do everything that God told me to do, I would still be blessed undeservingly because of my sinful nature. So that's the only way we can be blessed, is undeservingly. I am blessed in ways that bring pleasure. As children of God, we have pleasures that the world knows absolutely nothing about. We read in Psalm 16 and verse 11, at thy right hand are pleasures evermore. Blessings that give pleasure. No matter what else happens, we have blessings, we have pleasures that nothing can change. We are blessed in such a way that we are rich. We're rich. Blessed with the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1 verse 7, the riches of His grace that's richer than any lost person knows anything about. We are blessed with the unsearchable riches of Christ. That is, these blessings cannot be measured, or these riches cannot possibly be measured. And we are blessed according to these unsearchable riches. It is a horrible feeling. I mean, I can't describe the feeling of watching your house burn. I can't really describe what I felt, but it's a horrible feeling. But when we drove away from our house on Friday with the little stuff we had in the trunk of the car, we were rich. I was richer than any of my neighbors. They're all lost. They all went back into their houses, and they were all a blessing. Every one of them were a tremendous blessing. But we were richer than all of them. Not only rich, but unsearchably rich. We left blessed of the Lord. See, it's always the case. Blessed of the Lord. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10. There's some paradoxes here, three of them mentioned in this verse, a few more mentioned in verses 8 and 9. But in verse 10 it says, "His sorrowful, yet always rejoicing." Only a child of God can understand that. Only a child of God. "As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things." But the first part of that verse says, "As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing." And as I watch that fire, and I mean, you knew that just about everything was going to be gone. And when I saw the flames coming out of Amanda's room, my heart broke, because I knew she had lost all her material possessions. And when I saw Ben's room, I knew the same thing. And there was great sorrow. But the Lord also brought to my mind, because there they were standing outside of their rooms, and I rejoiced. Because I know there are people that would give every material possession they had to bring back a child. But I have my children, my wife, and God would just continually remind me, and I know He did the children and Sharon as well, and we're blessed. And we're blessed. Sorrowful, yet rejoicing. You see, we that are saved have blessings that are greater than any trial, that outlast any trial. We are loved by God. Now, It doesn't get any better than that. Loved by God. Chosen in Christ. We're blessed. We that are saved. Chosen out of this world. And sometimes we just need a reminder that this world is not our home. We just need to be reminded of that occasionally. Chosen to salvation. Chosen to know. I'm glad for what I know. I'm not bragging about it because it has nothing to do with intelligence. And we'll get on this a little later, but I'm glad what I know. And that's a blessing. Because I felt bad for my neighbors because they were doing the best they could to comfort us. But I'm glad what I know. I was chosen to be rich, chosen to work for God, chosen to be a witness for God, chosen to be an heir of the kingdom of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, chosen according to His plan, chosen according to His purpose, chosen to be redeemed because of His grace, chosen to be adopted into His family, a child of God, chosen to just be blessed of God, buried with Christ, better than that, risen with Christ, accepted in Christ, seated with Christ in heavenly places. These are all blessings. No longer a child of wrath. You know, there are many lost people that have their houses burned, lose everything in their house, and they have nothing. I mean, they have nothing. That can never be said of a child of God. Never, because we always have eternal possessions. No longer dead in sin, no longer under sin, no longer entangled with sin. These are all blessings. No longer cursed, no longer under the wrath of God, no longer without Christ. We've been blessed. We that are saved. No longer without hope. We always have hope as children of God. As a child of God, it's never hopeless because with Christ we have hope. It's never hopeless. For a lost person, it's hopeless. But for you and I that know the Lord, we've been blessed. We'll never again be without hope. Never again without God. We've been blessed in the fact that we're no longer blind. No longer without strength. I have a life that can never, ever be lost. Eternal life. A life that can never be forfeited. And that's true even when we lose our loved ones to death, if they're saved, their life has not been forfeited. Their life has not been surrendered. They have life that cannot be forfeited. Eternal life with the Lord. We have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that can never be done away with. We have a justification that can never, ever be reversed. That can never be changed. An inheritance that can never be done away, that can never be destroyed. We have things that cannot be replaced, picture, a lot of things. I don't even want to go there. But we have an inheritance that can never be done away. Something far, far better in heaven. We have a wealth that can never be depleted, a possession that can never be measured, a salvation that can never be annulled, a forgiveness that the world knows nothing about, a strength that can never be weakened, an assurance in which we'll never be disappointed in. I'll disappoint myself. Others will disappoint us. But God has never disappointed us. Never. And what we know in our heart, the assurance that God has given you and I as children of God, that'll never be disappointed. We're blessed of the Lord. We have a hope that can never fade away. And we are blessed because we know God as our shield. We know God as our rock, and He is a rock. You can stand on it. We know God has our fortress. We know God has our deliverer. We know God is these things. We know God is our strength. We know God is our high tower. He's our shepherd, who will always faithfully lead us. He's our light. He's our salvation. He's our house of defense. He's our helper. We know God as our helper. We know that He is the rock that is higher than ourselves. Notice in Psalm 61, and verse 2. Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that word overwhelmed, I've used it a lot in the last couple of days. People would say, "How you doing?" I'd say, "Overwhelmed." And that's pretty descriptive. But there is a rock that is higher than I. And in those moments of when we're overwhelmed, God leads us to that rock that is higher than ourselves. He's our refuge. He's our keeper. Psalm 121. Verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. It's always true. Never a time when that's not true. But notice what else He is. He's thy shade. He's thy shade. Shade is a place where you can find comfort. It's a place where you find refreshment, restoration. He's our shade. He overshadows us. So we're blessed because we know God. We're blessed because we know that God is sovereign. I'm sorry, but there would not be any comfort whatsoever if we, you and I, did not know that God is in control. That God is almighty. He is sovereign. He does all things. And I am an absolute predestinarian. I believe everything that happens, God's behind it. Everything. You say, oh, you're attributing sin to God. No, I'm not. Nothing can happen unless God allows it to happen or does it himself. He's behind everything. Everything. And that's good to know. Because I wouldn't want to put everything behind fate or behind chance. It's good to know that my times, your times, are in his hands. They're never out of his hands. My life is never in my hands. If it ever was, I wouldn't be here today. My life is in his hands. Every aspect of my life is under his intimate care. And in Psalm 43, verses 1 through 3, we know God is sovereign. We know the promises of God that he goes with us through the rivers. He goes with us through the winds. He goes with us through the fires. He says, I will go with thee. And not only that, we basically meet him there. He's already there when we get there. We know his presence. Because of that, we're blessed. We know Jesus Christ, and because of that, we are blessed. But we are also blessed because we have some idea, talking about all of God's people, we are blessed because we know something about the reason. We know something about the purpose, and we know something about the character of trials and afflictions. We know something about the design of trials and afflictions. We know these things because God's Word tells us. God's Word tells us. Why? Notice in 1 Peter chapter 1, and again, we are blessed to know these things. We're not at our wit's end. Because God has blessed us to know some things that give peace. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 6 it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. And everything in this life is for a season. Now for a season. And one of my favorite phrases in the Word of God, and it occurs, I don't know how many times, I don't have online Bible right now, but it occurs hundreds and hundreds of times, and it came to pass. And may I say, everything in this life comes, and it comes to pass. I mean, in other words, it's not here forever. It is going to pass, and that's what we're told here. It's for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness. God is telling us here that there are times in our life that it is necessary for you and I to have heaviness, if need be. Now, I don't always know the need be, but it's just good to know that if we have heaviness in our life, there's a needs be. There's a needs be. And that's what he's telling us. through manifold temptations. It's good to know that trials are appointed. God did not mean to catch someone else's house on fire and miss, and instead ours caught on fire. Everything's appointed by God. Trials are used to strengthen. To strengthen the child of God. And every child of God, no matter what trial you go through, you would be wise to seek to be stronger spiritually, because if you're not strengthened by that one, guess what? God's going to send you another one. But they're there to strengthen us. And they're there for use. For use. God uses them to cleanse things out of our lives, to cause us to think differently, to cause us to look at things differently. Well, there, you could go on and on. But he also uses these things in our life. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 5. We see that when we receive trials in our life, to the proportion of the trials is God's comfort, but also we read there that we are then to use that comfort wherewith we've been comforted to comfort others also. And Sharon and I can say in 30 years of marriage, and we haven't had a lot of trials. We've been blessed in that way. I mean, I would be lying to you if I told you that it's just been one trial. That's not so. We've had some trials. We've had some heaviness just like everybody else. But I can't think of a one that somewhere in our ministry we used it. Someone came along going through the same thing, and we were able to understand perhaps a little better. So I know. I'm glad to know these things. And I know what transpired Friday. Somewhere down the road, if the Lord allows us to live, it's going to hit us. This is why. This is why. I mean, it could be just to be a blessing to someone else. Whatever. But certainly, God knows all about that. So we're blessed with what we know. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and 18, Paul talks about our light affliction. In perspective of heavenly blessings, everything you and I go through in this life is light. If we put it in the perspective of heavenly blessings. Don't misunderstand me. I am not minimizing anyone's trials. Because I know that when a person's going through trials, it's not minimal. But at the same time, it would be wise for you and I as children of God, anytime we go through trials, to put it into perspective of what we have spiritually. And to put it into perspective of what we're going to have spiritually. I can't tell you, and perhaps some of it's sinful, but I can't tell you how bad I feel for things that Ben and Amanda lost. I just can't explain how bad it makes me feel. And I'm not minimizing any loss whatsoever. But the truth is this, in perspective, it's all light. It's all very, very light. So we're blessed with these things. And then just a few more and we'll stop. We're blessed with friends. These blessings are also beyond measure. Everybody in our cul-de-sac is lost, do not know the Lord. Humanly speaking, they're all good people. I know, scripturally speaking, they're rotten to the core. But humanly speaking, they're all good people, good citizens, good neighbors, and friends. And it just overwhelmed me that they would offer their homes and just offer us everything they had. I mean, that just overwhelmed me. From lost people. That just amazed me. But that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Then, of course, we have saved friends, which is our spiritual family. Brother Randy Titus called me before the fire department got there. I thought, how in the world did you know? But I know how he knew now, but Amanda called the Grabers, and Randy got on the phone, called Randy, and then it just went up. And then Brother Brooks called shortly after the fire department got there. These are friends. And there's many, many that I have not gotten back to that have called. But we're blessed with friends. Brother Sinek called me this morning and told me that Brother Hancock said that I could have all his library because he didn't use it anymore or need it anymore. That's a blessing. That's a friend. Brother Mark Clark Jr., I haven't got a chance to call him. I just got a message. But he called and told me I could have every book he has. Now, I'm not going to take him up on that. But that's a friend. Brother Randy Titus told me the same thing. I guess they figure I need books more than they do. Need all the help I can get. We got, but these are friends, lost friends, saved friends that we do not agree with. All been friends. So we're blessed with friends. We're blessed with a church home. So many came by and were such an encouragement. And I've got to tell you this. My one neighbor, him and I have gotten fairly close. And we're good friends. He doesn't understand our life at all. But he came up to me Friday afternoon and he said, all these people that came by, are they in your church? And I said, yeah. And he said, that's unbelievable. And he just walked away. And then yesterday, when we were over there, he said, now all those people that were here, they're, he used the word parishioners. He said, they're your parishioners. And I said, yeah, they're the church. And he said, you don't have any or much family in this area. I said, right. He said, so those were all church people. And I said, yep, that's right. He said, well, that's better than family. I said, you're right. It is. See, an impression was made. And I can't tell you what church home means, what home church means, what each member here means to us. You've all come up to us and said, you're so sorry, and I understand that. And that you're praying, and I know you are. And it means so much. Because you already know this, but I'll tell you anyway. We're not superhuman. I'm just like the rest of you. I sin. I have negative thoughts just like everybody else. And we're going to have times where I'm not going to think right. And it's just good to know that people are praying. But Sharon and I in 30 years have never, to my knowledge, both been discouraged or down at the same time. The Lord just never allows that to happen. There's always one of us is able to pick the other one up. And I'm sure in the next few months, because I may be wrong, but I think that's going to be the hardest thing is just being displaced. And I know I'm going to have my moments when I'm not thinking right, and she's going to have hers, and Ben and Amanda's going to have theirs. But I can stand here with the utmost confidence and say I guarantee you that all four of us won't be in that condition at the same time. Because that's just how God's always done it. But we do need your prayers that the Lord would just help us to be close to him and pleased. I'm not saying that, you know, this is the absolute worst thing that's ever happened. I know much better than that. But it is a trial. It is a burden. It is a sorrow. But God is good. God has never disappointed us. I have never regretted being saved. Never have, and you haven't either. And I'm just thankful for the Lord. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. We love you. We know that you love us. And that's a blessing. We're blessed in so, so many ways. Pray for us, pray for one another. And again, 1 Corinthians 12 comes more and more to mind. One suffers all members. And when we see that, and lost neighbors could see that, and you pray, the Lord might use that, speak to their hearts, and save their souls. We ask Brother Larry to come and lead us in verse song. Brother Larry.